All right, let's read this Gemara again, okay, before we get into the specific Yibum part. We didn't define yet She'ero and Karav Kodem, okay? So, who's reading today? Asher, why don't you read today? Okay, again, read from my drasha. Umay drasha. So what is a drasha? It's Chaviv, Desanya, from Kuches Amabez. Umay drasha. Okay, so now, as we mentioned yesterday, She'ero teaches us that the Av is in the list. Okay, the Av is a Yoresh, right? Okay, and then the Gemara says, Karav Karav Kodem. Okay, so what do we point out yesterday? What did we say about this yesterday? That was very odd. Okay, let me draw it out on the board. This point has to be clear before you go on in the Gemara. Okay, there's a nice star here, I think. So Ben Bas Ach Ache Aviv, right? And then She'ero, right, equals Av. Okay.
But only Av or just Av and plus?
Well, at first the word She'ero just means Av. Okay. Now the problem is that. But 1 second, where would She'ero go at this point? Where would Av go? Where does Av go at this point?
Either five.
Right, where does Av go? If She'ero means Av, well, okay, just using logic, we're for sure, it has to go before who? Achi Av, that's for sure, okay?
But
Mishmosh
has to go before
Av. Oh, but don't think about Mishmosh yet. Yeah, pretend Mishmosh isn't here, okay? So we would know where else to go, right? Fine. So then the next thing is Karav Karav Yoser, okay? Now, what does that mean? Right, so the order is based on being Karov, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me ask you a question. I don't understand. In other words, what's the Gemara fleshing out here? What's going on here? Because once you tell me that the Shera means Av, what does that do to this entire order?
It destroys it.
So then how does, what's Karav Yoser teaching us then? It's like I'm just saying, if you just translate the Gemara literally, if you're just doing Mekiyas, what you would think is, okay, well, this destroys the order, and this reclaims the order. But that's not true. That's not a svar. There's something going on here. What's the Gemara trying to tell us? Okay, let's go with what we know, right? Well, I'm not giving it away yet, but let's go with what we know. In other words, the way you'd read the Gemara, right, Bikias-wise, you'd say, okay, well, She'ero means Av, and that's it for the order. But that's not how to read the Gemara, I don't think, because then you're going to be stuck, because then Karav Karav Yoser doesn't make any sense.
Right.
So how do you read the Gemara? Well, how do you define this, I ask? Right, so you don't want to say there's no order at all, because while the Torah picked that order, in other words, there has to be some chachma in the order, right? There has to be something there, right? You know what I mean, right? In other words, God, when God told Moshe to write this down, he wasn't like just saying it's like a just completely random. There has to be some mechanism here.
The pesukim are phrased. If this person
step, the first step you have to make is that it's not that Av is out of the order, but rather, well, it's not that Av makes the order go, but rather we're going to separate out Av from the order. So the way the order works in the Torah is 1, 2, 3, 4, and then this guy. But this guy's not part of this order, okay? That's step one. She'ero means the Av is not part of it, okay?
It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, and then like...
And then, right, okay, good, okay. But the problem is that that's true, okay? But we know he's going to have to be somewhere here, right? So if that's true, what's... okay, again, it's going to be a subtle step, but it's still going to mess up the order, because if he goes here, right? Let's say he goes right over here. So now what's the order?
1, 2, E, 4.
Right, that doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense, right? You can't have a numerical set. See, if this were a sequence or a set of numbers, it makes no sense to be able to stick the Av over here, right? How can you stick the Av here? Because then what happens? You can't have 1, 2, E. So then what it means is that it's 1, 2, 3, and this gets bumped down to 4 and 5, but then what was the order in the Torah to begin with, right? Meaning that if you read this as a sequence or a set of numbers, for those people like mathematics, right, you can't learn it that way. Just keep in mind one thing. Remember, the Gemara says She'ero means, what does She'ero teach you? Av, right? And then She'ero Karov is Karov Karov Yoser, right? So it's like it wants both concepts to merge from She'ero. So let's just define it simply, okay? Once we know Av's not part of the order, okay? Now there's two possibilities at this point. Either what you're going to say is, okay, well now we're going to, he's not part of it, we're going to plug him somewhere in this order, and that's not going to work. Because then there's no order to speak of. You can't take him and put him here. Because if you did that, then, well, we know he has to at least be here. So what would that do to the order? If this is a sequence of from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4, and then to whatever, 1, 2, 3, and then to this thing and 4, how's that a sequence? How's that a set of numbers? It wouldn't make any sense. So the other possibility is, if we separate Av from this set, okay, what's that teaching us about the set? Now, careful. It doesn't mean there's no order, but rather what? What's it? Nerds. When the Gemara breaks off, Sheira means it's broken off from the order. But it's not just broken off; it's teaching us something about the order itself.
It's flexible.
Av sets the framework. Av tells us that we have to reframe how you look at this order, right? Because we know Av has to go before Achi Aviv. He has to go here at least. So that means the way you were looking at the order is incorrect, right? So first, Av teaches you don't look at the order the way you thought it would be. And then Karakarav Yosar teaches you what? Don't worry what they're going to explain. What does Karakarav Yosar teach you? What's the order? What's the order of Karakarav Yosar? What's the order? Okay, so what does that mean then?
That's not actually...
Can it be? It's certainly not a sequence of numbers, right? It's not telling you... It's not an order of 1 to 2 to 3 to 4, because then Av doesn't fit in, right?
So it's not an objective order?
Function related?
Well, what do you mean?
Meaning the closest depends on what that person does for you, what they are doing by, I guess, existing.
By inheriting. No, by inheriting.
Well, yeah.
Oh, right. Meaning, is your inheritance, meaning the shame of your inheritance, whether it's going to be...
Well, let's go back to what Clark said before he started going to the other thing he said. But he said it early on. He played his card quickly. But it didn't work out all the steps. In other words, what did you say in the beginning? Right in the beginning. You said maybe, what's Clark's card of yours to this?
Which one are you talking about?
This is a set of what? This is a set of what?
Stops.
No. It's not a set of numbers. Rather, what's it a set of?
Points.
Of Clark's card. This thing itself is a set of Clark's card of yours. Meaning the very idea of what this means primacy of Karav, okay? Meaning the Ben is before we get to the next step in the Gemara, the Ben is the most Karav, okay? So what that means is that this isn't telling you, it's not a flexible set, rather it's telling you that there's a guiding principle called Karav Yosar. That's what guides us, right? We're always looking for who's closest to Father. So this is a set of Karav Yosar, right? But not the set of Karav Yosar, because who is part of the Karakarav Yosar? An Av. So if I told you Karakarav Yosar must include an Av because the Av is going to be someone who's Karakarav Yosar, right? So then this is the example set of Karakarav Yosar, right? But it doesn't mean it's an exclusive set. So that's what Sheira is coming to teach you.
Well, why not put an Av in
there? Good question by Gano. So why couldn't the Torah just put Av in there? Because what it's trying to tell you is don't look at it. This is what opens up Mishmash, okay? Don't read this as if Avra, let's say Avra over here, okay? Then what would you think? What would you think of Avra over here? Right, you would think that this is the only order it can exist in, right? There is no ability, there's no method of derivation.
Meaning,
so you wouldn't get to a point
where it says, Umara Isa, so where does the Av go? So we know he can't be, he has to be before 4. But now the question is, once we say She'era, once we say we go by Karav Kodem, so then where could you put the Av? But not only could you put the Av before Ach, who else could you start messing around with? In other words, see, how do we know in that set? How do we know in the set itself who's Kodem? How do we know? So the Gemara says, Umara Isa L'Rabos Esabain.
Umara Isa L'Rabos Esabain. L'Hotzi
Esa'av. Well, what does that mean?
What did you see, or why did it make sense to you to include the son and to remove
the son? What do you mean by including the son? Meaning Karov, why not say that say, how do you know the Ben comes before Av, and the Ach comes afterwards? I mean, how do you know that? How do you know it's Ben, Av, Ach, for example? All right? L'sdei Achuza. All right, well, stop. So the Gemara says, because what I can say is like this. I can tell you why the Ben... The order would be Ben Av Ach. You okay? All right. How do I know it would be Ben Av Ach? Right? Meaning, what's the Gemara saying at this point? The Gemara is saying that there's nothing compelling to tell me where the Av would go. Right?
Are we purely talking about the Av, or are we also talking about the relationship between the Ben Av problem?
Why not both? Okay, but right now, what would you say at this point? What you would say is that we know that the Av has to go somewhere. Now remember, wherever the Av goes will affect the order of Ben and Ach. Right? The Gemara wants to know, how do I know, for example, how do I know that the, how do I even know that, what do you call it, that Ben comes before Av? How do I even know that? How do I know that Ben comes before Av? Maybe the order could be Av Ben Ach, right? There's a lot of different possibilities. So the Gemara says, so Merabe Ani Es Ben, right? So we know, why would Ben have to come first? Why would it be Ben? The Gemara wants to understand what's Karav Kodem, okay? Karav Kodem is the, before you get to Mishmash or Chakar V'ayin, you first have to establish Karav Kodem. That's why the Gemara goes in this order. But I know, but you have to know that to do Tosfos. What I'm saying is that no. There's a Gemara saying that I can show you simply through the idea of Karav Kodem. You wouldn't, if without Karav Kodem, you couldn't enter into Mishmash.
So we're biased right now.
I'll say Mishmash. Yeah, I just keep telling you, forget Mishmash. Just Karav Kodem. How do we know who has Kadimus by Karav?
There's no surprises in the Gemara.
We
know all the facts.
All I'm saying right now. So the Gemara, okay, so I don't want to get into all the details of what Le'yada and Steyachuzah is, but let's just take Steyachuzah for a second. Mm-hmm. What's unique about the son's relationship to the father that the Ach doesn't have when it comes to Steyachuzah?
Well,
listen, Mesipta guy explains it well. He says, She'yachol ka'aviv liftos mehekdesh es Steyachuzah shehekdesh av. The son can redeem a Steyachuzah just like his father can. Right? V'kach lahach zero lishus av. Right, the evil ach ain't a shaykh within a melu. Okay, so we see that there's certain things that if the father were not around for, the son would have access to that he'd be able to participate in that a brother wouldn't. Okay, so what we see now is we see a certain exclusivity that a son has in that comes through his relationship. In other words, meaning like let's say, put steyachuzah to the side. It's like saying like let's say like I say like I have a special car and the only other person who could drive that car is my son. Right, so now that means, so if I die, the only person who could drive the car is my son. That means that there's a nature of exclusivity. The ach is excluded. So kar kodem is that, oh, well, there's something that the ben can partake of that the ach can't. So now the Gemara says, one second, adarabba. It's amazing kasha, adarabba. But one second. But we also know that when it comes to Yibum, a Ben can't do Yibum, right? In other words, let's say, I'm going to say this carefully. Don't yell at me yet. Let's say I had no kids, right? So who, and I die. Who married, my wife has to marry my brother, right? My kids would marry my wife. But one second. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Klum yesh yibum, elo makam shein bein. Hab makam shein bo, shein, what do you call it? Shein bo, ein yibum. The Gemara is saying, what kind of ridiculous logic is that? The Gemara is saying, what gives the ach primacy over the ben? I'll tell you where it is. Because only the ach can do yibum. Meaning there's a relationship the ach has to his brother, i.e. father, that a ben doesn't have. Which is that an ach can do yibum and a ben can't. But that doesn't make any sense because the ach only does yibum because there's no ben, meaning it's the lack of the ben that produces the chiyuv of yibum. What is the Gemara talking about? This back and forth makes no sense. I appreciate the absurdity of the Gemara. What's the hav? The Gemara is a havamina. The Gemara is saying, okay, let's just go step by step. First step is, oh, ben, he has, well, let's put aside the fact that ben has two checks. Let's ignore that for now versus the ach having one check. Let's pretend we didn't notice that. So the ben, because I'm just saying, but the Gemara often likes a binary system. All right, fine. So what we'll say is that the Ben has primacy because of X, okay? So that's why it comes for Ach. The Gemara responds by saying, no. But the Ach has primacy over the Ben because he has Yibum. We'll call that Y. So I said, yeah, one second. But Y can only come into existence, right, if there's no X. Meaning it's the Ben, of course the Ben has primacy over the Ach because there's no idea of Yibum if it weren't for the Ben. So then what's the Gemara's Havamina? Why would the Gemara even present the possibility of Yibum knowing full well that it's an absurd possibility? Klum yesh Yibum. What's the Gemara thinking at this point? I'm sorry I discarded your question so quickly. I think what's bothering Yudi is that Yudi's saying that Yibum and Steyachuzah / Yada are not comparable. Right? They're not comparable. Okay, in fact, that's exactly what Tosos picks up on. Right? They're not comparable. They're not really comparable. How is Yibum really the same as Steyachuzah and Yada? Steyachuzah is the son can also be poed at the field, just like the father. Yibum is something different. Yibum, the reason why Yibum exists is because it's true the son can't do Yibum, obviously. But the idea of Yibum is that the Ach is perpetuating the lineage. It's true that Yibum isn't the same thing as Steyachuzah, but it does produce, there's a certain idea that emerges that it shares in common with Steyachuzah. Of course, they're completely different systems of halacha. They're there for two different objectives. But they do share in common this idea of extensions from the, what do you call it, the mace. Okay, so now what? If you say that they're both extensions, let's say you say that that the Av, excuse me, let's say the Ach and the Ben are both equal extensions from their father slash brother. Okay, meaning not Av. I mean, that's why there's capital F father and then lowercase. So in other words, the Ben is like on there. The Ben is just as much of an extension as the Ach is from Shua. Okay, because they both demonstrate Karovs, Karov Kodem. They both demonstrate that, right? Fine. What was I saying? But the Gemara says, yeah, but the Gemara is saying, so that's there's the Gemara saying, you give me Ben, I'll show you Yibum by Ach, right? Well, so yeah, but 1 second, that's crazy because you can't have Yibum from Ach without Ben. So what was the Havamina? And what's the Maskana? Give you an example, okay? Let's start with an example. This is a good situation to look at a precedent, okay? Let's take the Mitzvah of Mila, okay, as an example. When does the Mitzvah of Mila come into existence? So there's two possibilities. What you could say is that there is no Mitzvah Mila until the eighth day. The eighth day is what creates the Mitzvah Mila. Or you could say, no, you could say, really, when's a baby chayav to be circumcised? The moment it's born. There's only one problem. It's not ready. Meaning we have to wait until the eighth day to accomplish it because it's too frail, okay? Or if you want an even better example, be like, let's say putting aside the Shita in the Ritva, I'm chayav to sleep in a sukkah, right? I'm chayav to live in a sukkah. Let's say I live in the Amazon and it's raining from the moment sukkah starts until it ends, right? So what would you say about the nature of my chayav? Well, you would say I was chayav to, right? But what was the problem though? There's just never an opportunity to perform said chiyuv. But the chiyuv still exists. So I think that's what these guys are saying. What they're saying is that, you see, the Gemara was saying that how could you create an equivalence between Ach and Ben? You could say that, well, in truth, right, an Ach is chiyuv in, there is a mitzvah of Yibum that falls on an Ach naturally. It's just that when the guy is a kid, so now there's no mechanism for him to ever fulfill that chiyuv. But that would show you that the car of Kodem still exists equally. So where it says, no, that's not the Mitzvah Yibum. That's not how it works. What happens? If there is no Ben, then the Mitzvah Yibum comes into existence. It's not like the Ach is someone who exists. I don't like empotentia, but it's not like the Ach is someone who has the Chiyuv. It's just that the existence of a Ben stops him from fulfilling the Chiyuv. No! Rather, it's only when there's no son and the father and the father dies. That's when the chiyuv comes into existence. If you want to put it in a more descriptive way, there's a responsibility the Ach has by virtue of him being an Ach to ensure that his brother's lineage is sustained. They both have equal extensions. They're both equal. There's no vertical horizontal. Yeah, at the Havin, yeah. They're saying Ben and Ach are equal because they're both extensions, right? Oh, because each one has this unique privilege, an exclusive privilege, that the Ach has a privilege of Yibum and the Ben has a privilege of Steyachuza. All Tosus is saying that the reality of Yibum only exists. You're going to have to say the Ben has primacy over the Ach, because the idea of a Yibum only exists if there is no Ben. But if the Ben exists, there's no idea of Yibum at all. The objective of Yibum is accomplished through, 1 second, is accomplished through who? Through the Ben. The Ben is accomplishing that objective. The lineage of the father is continuing. All right, so we know the Gemara already. So start from Umivarim at Tosfos.
Okay.
Rock. Should I also translate? Amrin on Rock. The Ein Ach Kodem LeBen. What does that mean?
All we've said so far is that an Ach is not more than a son.
Well, okay, so, no. Don't say that because of this Svara that there's Yibum only when there is no son. Whoa! That's going to challenge the whole way we've been learning. Don't say, no. Don't think for a second that means, don't learn it to mean that there's no Yibum, that Yibum is not extant if there is no son, right? And if the son is alive, there is no obligation of Yibum. Right, Aminan rock to Ein Ach Kodem LeBen. Ava Gamlo Aminan to other Flein Yibum Ben Ma'ach. Not only that, we wouldn't even say there's an adifus. There's not even a superiority when it comes to Yibum between a Ben and Ach. Well, again, just to be clear, Tosos is saying that when it comes to fulfilling Yibum, Ach and Ben are equal. Now, how does that make any sense? Because what would you think?
Well, they both serve the same purpose.
Which is?
Well,
They both create a replacement.
Right. Zone. So even though Chaim before was asking why I said Yibum, but look what Tosfos says. Tosfos says that that the bed is fulfilling the obligation of Yibum, just like an Ach would. Right. So at this point, Tosfos is saying, it sounds very funny, but Tosfos is saying that the Ben and the Ach are both equal. Mekayimers, right? They're both equally Mekayim Yibum. Right? No. More like there's an objective that Yibum is setting out to accomplish, and a Ben accomplishes that objective. Meaning, as long as the Ben is alive, as the Ben is alive, is doing what? The Ben is Yibuming. Right. Ella Kolomar.
Shehin Shavin Haben Da'ach Le'in and Yibum.
So they're equal when it comes to Yibum, right? The Gamma Ben.
The Gamma Ben Inu Yoter Karov Me'ach Le'in and Yibum.
Amazing, right? Okay. V'imkain. If you want to say this, if you want to say that really the Ben and the Ach are equal when it comes to Yibum. So now, one second. But what does that do to reading in the Gemara now? Yuni, this gets back to your point. If you're going to tell me the Ach and the Ben are equal when it comes to Yibum, so now what gives the Ben supremacy over the Ach? The Steyachuza and Yada. You understand? So what makes the Ben win out is going to be those things, because they're not Yibum related.
Right, or just that Yibum is not a good case.
No. Keep going. So what does he say? He says, the lo mishum should call him the ach gam gabi yibum. Right. So why does the son beat out? Why does Ben beat out Ach? It's not because of yibum. Because of yibum, they're equal. Even though the Gemara says that the yibum comes into existence because no Ben. Tosos doesn't buy that. Tosos says why would the Ben win out? The Ben wins out because he has steyachuz in the other. Just the messenger. Go on. Now Tosos says, don't go down this road. Don't give me this business of, don't do this. Don't say Ben and Ach are equal in Yibum.
The Ach's job is not
generated. Tosos says, don't tell me that Ben and Ach are even in Yibum. Don't, this whole approach, it's your job to define it. So he says, okay, now the Gemara takes this up later on. The Gemara is going to take up, it's an R Gemara, it's going to take up later on, where does the Bas fit in when it comes to the position of the Av? We've been dealing with Ben, Ach, and Av, right, as extensions. What about Bas? Where does she fit into this? So the Gemara later on is going to say that when it comes to the, you may think the Av is kodem to the Bas in Yerusha, Umad demar binan me'akarov, she'karov kodem la'av, right, so she's closer to Shua than the father. Keep going. Myri. But the problem is, it sounds like it's only talking about sons and not daughters. It only says Ben. Right, so what you would say is the Ab might be before the Ben, but not the Bas. Sham, lo efshar lefarish kain. You can't say that there. Why? Now here comes the key point. When it comes to Yibum. Okay, so not only are the Ben and Ach equal, okay, but also Ben and Bas are equal. Hadadi Ninhu, the Ben and Bas are also equal when it comes to Yibum. Right? The Im Yeshlo Bas ain't in Yibum, obviously. If a guy has a daughter, there's no Chiyav and he dies, there's no Chiyav in the Ach to marry the wife. Right? The Inyan Nachala, that's important. Whoa! So not only are the Ben and Bas equal when it comes to Yibum, they're also equal when it comes to Nachala. This is the first instance that Tosfos now is tying together Yibum and Nachala. He's saying, what do you see? You see the Ben and Bas are equal when it comes to Yibum. And they're also equal to come to Nachala. Ah, but you're going to tell me, but doesn't Ben come before the Bas? Well, of course, because there has to be some order. It can't just be a flip of the coin. But the point, though, is that Ben and Bas have the same rights to Yibum and the same rights to Nachala. Okay? So if that's the case, keep going. And therefore, the Bas should also be come before the Ach. So not only does the Ben come before the Ach, but the Bas should as well. Okay? Right, because simple transitive property, right? Once you tell me that Ben comes before Ach, let's say because of Steyachuza, okay, whatever, right? and Ben is equal to Bas when it comes to Yibum, and Ben is equal to Bas when it comes to Yerusha, so where is it? The Bas has come before Ach also. Whatever applies to Ben applies to Bas. So now, right, so now, and well, that's the Gemara over there. The Gemara over there then learns out that the Av ends up coming for the Ach as well. Okay? Keep going. Below Kodim Labas. Good. So that's just what that other Gemara says. Now, here comes this point. The Enema, let's just finish this. Okay, okay, so if you're going to tell me based on this that there's no Yibum when there's only when Yibum only comes into existence when there's no Ben or Bas, right? And we say the Ben and Ach are Shavim when it comes to Yibum, okay? The Chayin Abbas Machmas Hai Svar Lechud, right? The Ein Yibum El Makam Shein Bas. And we also know that there's no Yibum. Yibum would never come into existence if there's no, if there is a daughter, there'd be no Yibum. Again, if you're going to tell me that Ben and Ach are equal when it comes to Yibum, right? That's one point. And you're going to tell me that Ben and Bas are equal when it comes to Yibum as well, right? And you're going to tell me that we know that what? And just like if you had a son, there'd be no Yibum. If you had a daughter, there'd be no Yibum either. So that also says, Lo Adifa Ma'achlin in Yibum. Right? That shows you that she's not better in Yibum than the Ach. Ella Shavahi La'achlin in Yibum.
It should be son, brother, daughter.
Im Kain Kasha. Why? Dehechi Adifa Habas Mine Me'achlin in Nachala. Then why would the Bas ever come before the Ach when it comes to Nachala? Shekodemus Lach. Very he Shavala. Because she should be no different than him. Right? If she's just like him in Yibum, she'd be. Elavadai mahai taima de klumish yibum elav makom shein bas. When the Gemara says this klumish yibum only elav makom shein bas, that's the other Gemara, right? Dibem makom sheyesh bas ein mitzvah yibum. She says just like we were saying before. When there's no daughter, there's no mitzvah yibum to speak of. Amrinan, why? This is what you're going to have to define. Dehi abas adifa ma'achlin in yibum. Vabir bazeh who de bas. When it comes to a daughter, be'etzem ma shehi kayem es olam, the fact that she is alive, mekima shem lavia. What is she doing? She's continuing the name of the father. Okay? V'lachein ein tzarech liyabem es eishas ameisim hishra achar abbas. That's why Yibum would never kick in if the guy only had a daughter. Okay? V'lachein ein v'ilu ach would not kick in. If a guy has a daughter, right, and he dies, she's able to continue with shame.
That's not how it works. You have to have a son, I thought. Isn't that what he said? You just have to have a child.
Be'etzem ma shehi kayemes ba'olam mekima shem lavia. V'lachin ein tzarech liyabem es eishes ameisim hishra achar abbas. V'ilu ach eino mekim shem be'etzem ma shehu kayem olam. But a brother, this is the important point, a brother never does, now, etzem here, the brother never essentially continues the name of the father. Rather, he's obligated to go ahead and marry the brother to continue the shame. Again, what Tosus is saying, I'm just translating for you. You have to figure out what he's talking about. What Tosus is saying is that Abbas is able to continue the shame of Aviv. But Ach can't do that. So when Ach does Yibum, what is he doing? He's saying, Ach ain't make him shame. Elot Sarach Liyavim. The Ach is not continuing the name. Rather, he's obligated to Yibum. What is he talking about? What does that mean? There's a beautiful svar in there, but what does he mean? What's Tosos saying? Again, what's the upshot here in the end of Tosos? Tosos is saying that, what's the order? That a Bas would come before the Ach, okay? Nachla. Why? Because we know, because what gives the Bas primacy over the Ach? Because by a Bas, she is able to perpetuate the shame, Aviv. But the Ach, what's he doing? He's not perpetuating the shame of Aviv. He's chayev to do Yibum. Well, but one second. But isn't the chayev of Yibum to perpetuate the shame of Aviv?
Yeah, but that doesn't come back to him.